This podcast is a service of South Canyon Baptist Church in Rapid City, South Dakota. For more information about our church, visit southcanyonbaptist.org.
Hello, South Canyon. This is Pastor Brent, and I'm here with Pastor Joel and Pastor Josh. And we want to take a few minutes as we are coming to the end of 2019 and excitedly looking forward to 2020, and particularly thinking about how God is going to begin, how we are going to be able to be a part of a new church that's starting in January of 2020. And so we're going to ask Pastor Josh to give us some updates and some information. Things change quickly. It always does when you're talking about a plant, when you're talking about a new church. So, but we want to keep you up to date, share some things with you that we think you might be able to pray about with Josh and the team and with us in relationship to this transition. So Josh, tell us a little bit about where you guys are right now and what's coming in the next little while as you anticipate the beginning of 2020.
Yeah, we have a core team of 36 people, 24 adults and 12 kids. I think that's right. And we have been meeting since September 8th, been meeting every Sunday morning during the life class hour in a classroom back in the corner here at South Canyon. Been meeting every Sunday, and we've been working through, we've done some sessions and discussions on the gospel, on evangelism, a lot of discussions in terms of how the church is organized, baptism and Lord's Supper and Great Commission. And this Sunday we're going to talk some about church discipline, what that means for us to oversee and encourage one another's discipleship, not just in the like big formal sense of church discipline, but in the sense of helping people follow, helping one another follow Jesus and fight sin. And so we've had a great time on Sunday mornings. That's been very helpful for us to hammer out how our life together will operate and what our culture will be. Obviously, there's much that will be taken from South Canyon, but we also want to create some distinctives about our church as well. It's not just a carbon copy of South Canyon. It's taking all that's good and right and true of South Canyon, but also wanting it to be a new expression, a different expression of the same basic convictions that are shared here at South Canyon. So that's what Sunday mornings we've been working on. And then second and fourth Sunday evenings, we have met together for a meal, just for us to break bread together. That's a biblical term and was a mark of the first church that we see in Acts, that they devoted themselves to and were in each other's homes. And so I've been doing that, and then worshiping with a couple songs. We've been singing, and then I've been preaching through Ephesians. And so we're spending some time letting Ephesians shape the culture of our church and the expression of it. So I'm wanting, and then we spend a significant amount of time in prayer on those Sunday evenings, and we include the kids with us. And so we're all together there, and it's been very sweet. We've met in homes for that, so it's been just very sweet and intimate, and been great, and to include everybody in that. And one of our core values is compelling exposition, which means we want to be preaching. And so from the very outset, the preaching of God's word is going to be front and center, and to do so in such a way that that God's word moves our hearts and motivates us to live for him. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ. So the ministry of the word and prayer is a big part of what we're doing on Sunday evenings. So the exciting thing is this next Sunday night we'll be meeting, and it'll be our first time actually meeting in the Journey Museum. So this is a big week for us as we gather our sound system stuff up, and we gather our children's ministry stuff up, and we'll be there this Sunday evening, November 10th. And we'll actually get to set up and do our own little meeting and do kind of a mock worship service right there that first night. So that's coming up here. I don't know when this podcast will post. It might be in the past by the time we announce it. But as of today, that's the big thing coming up this Sunday.
Good. I actually saw a quote from Tim Keller that I posted recently. And I think it's really helpful and encouraging to think about that as the sending church. He says, the best way to renew the existing churches of a city is by planting new ones. Mm-hmm. And so I think that's a good thing for us as the sending church grieving to some extent, you know, the fact that we're losing people that have become very precious to us, your leadership and this, you know, what all, how God has used you and uses you here. We grieve in one sense, but at the same time, we're trusting that God's going to do a great kingdom thing through your church, through Redeeming Grace Church, the church God's using you to lead. But we're also trusting that he's going to renew our church, and there's going to be new zeal and joy and leadership and sacrifice and focus on mission and evangelism, missions and evangelism. So I'm very thankful for that. How does that happen? How, you know, statistics and studies, I guess you should say, or could say, do seem to show that sending churches, churches that start new churches, even though there's a losing, there's a gaining, as we've talked about before. How does that work? Why does that happen?
Yeah, well, it's there's a lot of research that shows that new churches, church plants, newer churches, are just better, more effective at seeing people cross over from death to life, like new people who were not Christians before becoming Christians, being part of the church. Most established churches tend to grow by transfer, but there is something about new churches that lends itself to new converts. You know, I think we could probably think of some natural reasons that might be the case. Just the fact that a church plant tends to stir up people's zeal. Like, a church plant has to reach people or it doesn't exist. You know, there is sort of a desperateness that I think naturally you feel. I think a church plant tends to draw and encourage those who are already passionate about evangelism. They tend to be drawn to that, and so it just gives a platform for people that already are zealous about those things. It kind of gives them an open invitation to go for it. But I think maybe most of all is that I think it pleases God when we give of ourselves and give ourselves away for the sake of seeing people come to Christ. And I think God honors those sacrifices, both of people and energy and finances and staff and all that stuff. I think God is honored by that and therefore tends to bless that endeavor, that God loves for his church to advance. And that's what Jesus promised, is that he will build his church and the gates of hell will not overcome them. So gates means the church is the one invading. The church isn't on the defensive, it's on the offensive. Planting churches is how that works, I think. So there's a lot of reasons. I think for the sending church, when the church sees that we're serious about the Great Commission in such a way that we would actually do it in such a way that there's actually no obvious direct benefit to the church, I think communicates to people that we're serious and that we're not just trying to build our own kingdom or secure our own future, but we're willing to actually risk our own future. We're willing to risk our own comfort for the nations. I think that reveals the hearts of people, whether they really are about the mission or they're really about self-preservation and comfort. And so, and I think once a church gains a reputation of being a sending church, it tends to draw people who want to be sent. So that's one of my prayers for South Canyon, is that this would go well, and South Canyon would love to be sending, not just to the nations as God has allowed us to do, but sending to Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth, and that that we gain a reputation for being that kind of place, and that people that want to be sent out go, South Canyon's the place to go. They'll train you up, they'll send you out. So I think we'll see more TPA students, I think we'll see more people called into ministry here at South Canyon because we're not afraid to plant a church even just a couple miles from us. So.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think, as you said, people who go to the church plant from a church are people who quite often have a zeal for evangelism and missions and a commitment to risk and so forth. And I think that stirs up the people even that don't go to refocus on those kind of things and to be re-energized in terms of those passions that we should have. And sometimes maybe can wane in a church if you're not, you know, over time, almost inevitably. Joel, thoughts that you have as you think about
just as you
happening?
As you were talking, I was just thinking, yeah, that it encourages maybe a certain kind of mentality about just mission and about the purpose of the church and not becoming kind of stagnant in any way. There was a great article that I read just in the last couple of weeks on the Gospel Coalition called Six Ways Church Planning Blesses the Sending Church. And one of the things he said that I really loved, the author said, by being involved in church planting, you remind people that real church membership is not like going to the movies. It's more like joining the military. The church is not a place to eat popcorn while the pastor preaches. Rather, it's where we gather to worship God and get sent out together on mission. When churches stop focusing on the Great Commission, death is coming. The church that is not sending is ending. But even just, you know, being here in Rapid City, and of course a lot of families connected to the military, just made me think of that idea of, you know, having to sometimes move to another base or go out on deployment, in the sense that, you know, you're in this and you're going to be sent where, you know, where your superiors send you, and just that having a more serious and kind of kingdom mentality. It's not about entertainment, it's not about consumerism, but it's about having this this sense of God's mission, and he's going to send some, and there are going to be others that have to step up and are going to be influenced and impacted by that as well, even in the sending church. So
one thing that I think is going to be a great byproduct of this too is that we've got several on our core team that intend to go to the mission field, and they want to see churches planted in places where there isn't the church. So it's been interesting to talk with Jordan and Josephine Hirschfeld, who want to go to unreached people groups, Josh and Christine, who want to go, and others. They're getting firsthand experience of how do you construct a church from the bottom up? How do you decide how you're going to do that? And there can be, you know, there's so much here at South Canyon. There's 60 years of tradition, and that, and most of that's good. But then also, like, what do you do when you're starting a new church? What do you need to think about? What kind of convictions do you need to have? And I think there's a whole lot of things that we're being forced to think about that you can just assume here. Yeah. And I think we'll have, you know, so Redeeming Grace is going to have a sending culture just because our core team, we're gonna send out, you know, a good chunk of what is our original core team in the next few years. And so we're just out of the gate going to have to be a church about the nations, because, and this is great opportunity for them to take a step in that direction of, you know, of stepping out in faith in reaching a people. So I hope that it's great opportunity for those that are going to end up going to the mission field, that this is, whoever is faithful with little, you know, this is a pretty low risk kind of missions endeavor. They'll be well prepared for a bigger jump across oceans, and so that's going to be a fun, I think, byproduct of us, of the conversations we're having, that kind of stuff. So,
yeah. Well, I'm grateful, very grateful for what God is doing in terms of this church plant and how He's working and how we get to be a part of that as the sending church at South Canyon Baptist. And as I said, there are things about it that are hard and sad. But at the same time, overall, we're very grateful, and our congregation is going to be blessed to be a part of this, and just look forward to seeing what God will do in and through Redeeming Grace Church, and what God will do here as we continue to try to follow His will and the mission that He's given us as a congregation.
Yeah. Well, let me share just a few more things I think that might be interesting to people, is that we're going to launch January 6th. At 10:30, so that's what we're going to have, is a 10:30 worship service, just like at South Canyon, same time, at the Journey Museum. And then what we'll do is we're working towards having life groups and once a month family meetings. So that'll be the core of what we do. We'll try to do some of our kids' discipleship within that. So there will be stuff for kids. We're working that out right now, but it'll be within that basic framework. And then our aim is to equip people, to equip the people who come to our church, equip them to engage in the community in ministries. So because we don't have our own facility and that kind of stuff, we won't have a lot of programs and ministries, but I think we're also going to have a lot freer schedule to engage in. You know, we're just right across the street from the Boys Club. There's a senior citizens home right there. There's we're not far from Cornerstone and Love Inc. And so our hope is that that we have really strategic times together that the church must have together, but that those really are equipping, and that people have the kind of time and margin and equipping to be able to engage in the community, love our neighbors, and to be a light right there, both in our own neighborhoods, but then right there, the neighbors of the journey. And so we're excited about that, and putting the pieces together, and God is blessing us. We've got ourselves, we're almost all set up when it comes to like registering with the state and the government and all that kind of stuff. That's all coming together well, and we've got someone that's walked us through those things, and then it's called MyXP. They're helping us with a lot of this, and they're not just doing that stuff, but they're also helping us get the best presentation software, helping us get the best discounts on programs that we'll need, signage, marketing, website, all that kind of stuff there. We've got a partner that's helping us do all of that well in such a way that we can start well and then be trained well to maintain our own responsibilities in that. So God is blessing, and we're just 2 months out from going for it. So,
yeah, and speaking of that, 2 months out in January, as we kind of say goodbye and launch you and the core team, are we ever going to see Pastor Josh around at South Canyon again? Is there going to be any opportunities to see your face again?
I'm pretty sure they're going to change the locks, and no code. I'll be shunned forever. We have plans for there to be swapping of pulpits. Brent will preach regularly, and you as well. Joel will preach occasionally at Redeeming Grace Church, and I'll preach over here occasionally, and we'll come over regularly, maybe on a Sunday night, you know, when there's a, you know, one of our prayer services on Sunday night, and just share and have you pray for us. And there'll be a quite tight connection. I think that I will still intend to come to pastors meetings maybe on Tuesday mornings with you guys, and we'll share involvement, I think, some with the TPA a little bit, and coming to elders meetings occasionally, and the elders are actually considering like an accountability and care team even that will give oversight and connection, support, that's the best word, I guess, support and accountability to Redeeming Grace Church in all areas. So we'll be joined at the hip in many ways, but yeah, I'll still be around. You're not really rid of me.
And we were talking not long ago this morning about men's retreat, and that you would likely be involved in that also. So we're gonna have ways that we're gonna be able to continue to have fellowship with folks that have left, and even new people, obviously, that come to Redeeming Grace and so forth. We'll continue to be a joint as a partnering church, ascending church to you guys.
So we do have a website, rgcrc.org, and then we're on Instagram and Facebook as well. I don't do a ton of social media, so you got to wait for the posts, but they're really good when they come. And then you could also get on our email list too. I try to send some updates every week or so just on where we're at. And so if you're interested in being more in the loop on those kinds of things, so you can pray, or maybe you want to give financially or serve in some sort of way, I would love to know that. So,
well, thank you for joining us. I hope this is helpful, and I hope you'll join us in prayer for Redeeming Grace Church as God launches that church.
This podcast has been a service of South Canyon Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that this production has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you.